This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. I hope you're healthy and in good spirits as well.
Yep, healthy and in good spirits. So it's two for two. Nothing wrong with that. But I believe that there's been quite a focus on South Africa, the impact of COVID on a South African jury in the Australian press.
There has indeed. And in fact, in the current edition of the Australian Jewish News, and full disclosure, I used to be editor of the paper, but not for some years now. In the current edition, a full page has been dedicated to the impact of COVID on South African Jews in South Africa. And in terms of what has informed that article, there are interviews in there with Saul Thompson, which I myself did, CEO of the Chivra Kedishin, Joburg, with the National President of the Union of Jewish Women, Bev Goldman, who wrote a considered piece with some very useful information. And then in a sense, the more poignant part of the whole article is the journalists have spoken to former South Africans here who have family in South Africa who have been directly impacted, and tragically talking about family members who have passed away, who have suffering in significant numbers, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a very moving story. One person, for example, Jean Katzen, who's executive director of the Zionism Movement in Victoria, which is where Melbourne is,
right,
who tragically lost her mother to COVID in Johannesburg earlier this month. And so a lot of specific cases, talking to people who have lost family and family have been directly impacted in South Africa, and then giving a very disturbing aspect of the story, which Saul Thompson conveyed to me, which I passed on to the Jewish News, talking about the numbers who have been impacted and tragically the numbers who have passed away. The one line, the most disturbing stat perhaps, he said that between July 2019 and June 2020, there are 470 deaths, compared to 637 between the following 12 months, July 2020 and June 2021. And so obviously a horrific number. What I've encouraged the Saul Thompson and the Chivra Kedishin to do is to use this momentum to place an ad, put an article in the Australian Jewish News, because obviously there's a significant number of expats living in this country, and to appeal to the expats here to do whatever they can, we can, to support the Chivra, and obviously because of the exchange rate, that even $1 sent to South Africa will, when you multiply it into rands, obviously will help. And so I've encouraged them, I don't know if they've taken up that suggestion, but just to use the momentum of this article to appeal to expats to do whatever they can to help the situation in South Africa in whatever way they can.
Absolutely amazing and incredible that there was this focus on South African Jewry and the impact that COVID has had. And I don't think, and it's interesting because as you're talking about it, I'm thinking that because we're living in it and because we are so immersed in it, it's almost impossible for us to zoom out to look in at the impact. And I suspect it's going to take a while in terms of time until we are able to look back. I think the Australians can look in geographically, but it's quite difficult to do when you're actually living through it to try and get some form of perspective. So it's very interesting that this is the case.
Indeed. And obviously, you know, we, at the end of the day, we are all one family, and you know, and the people here feel very deeply,
right,
for what is happening in South Africa, and you know, we pray for everybody's recovery and well-being.
Absolutely right. Moving on to a lighter story, perhaps. Jess Fox, the face of Australia's Olympic team. Tell us about this.
This is a lovely story. So we've mentioned before that there are three Jewish athletes in the Australian team in Tokyo at the Olympics. And one of them, Jess Fox, who is, I've seen her described in the mainstream media as the greatest kayaker, female kayaker of all time. I mean, she has around 8 world championships and gold medals over the years as a kayaker. And now at the Olympics, she has qualified for the semifinals in 2 events that she's entered into. And in fact, literally within about half an hour of us getting off this call, she'll be competing in the semifinals to get to the finals. But the point I'm coming to here is that TV advertisement after TV advertisement of the one, the main TV channel here, which is covering the Olympics for Australia, has Jess Fox as the face of the Australian team. And what makes it such a beautiful story is that both her parents have previously represented Australia at the Olympics in kayaking. Her mother did and her father did.
Amazing.
And her father and her mother is now her coach in Tokyo. And her father is a commentator on this TV network, which is covering the Olympics for Australia. So there's her father commenting as his daughter wins her 2 heats, as she has just done, and commenting on what she's doing and all the kayaks he's obviously commenting on. And her mother is standing there in the frame as well on the screen as Jess's coach. And she speaks, she's got a beautiful face, a big dimple, and she's just very, to use a technical term, very Heinedick. And that she's become the face of, and notwithstanding the fact that Australian swimmers are doing some amazing things in the swimming pool and winning gold medals, but in terms of the face of the Olympics and the face of the team here for this country, Jess Fox is there and with her family. So a lovely, positive story.
A lovely, lovely story indeed. And a Jewish school takes action after schoolboy prank goes wrong. Okay, you've got to tell us the story.
Indeed. So as we know, over half of this country right now, is under lockdown. And so I guess when you're under lockdown, people do crazy things. So a couple of Jewish students in one of the Jewish schools, I guess they got a little bit too bored or too mindless or whatever there it is. And so they screened themselves as if they were ingesting some sort of horrendous white powder. Now, my understanding is it was a silly prank and it wasn't cocaine and it wasn't any of these terrible things, but it was a silly prank. Nevertheless, it went viral, as these things are wont to do, on social media. And it got onto the mainstream national television news, 6 o'clock news bulletins, Jewish school, et cetera, et cetera. And when I say that the school has taken action, a report came out just yesterday, I think it was, from the school itself. And while it did not identify, quite rightly so, the names of the kids, it said the report from the school said there had been expulsions and the police were called.
Oh, my word.
And that... yes, they've taken it very seriously, and that this has, brought the school into disrepute and all the very severe responses from the school. So, and it said expulsions with an S on the end, so which, indicates more than one student has been expelled, and that the police were called because they made it look like it was a serious white powder. So a prank which went very sadly wrong, unfortunately.
I don't know, but what's the reaction? I mean, are people supporting this type of reaction or overreaction or the seriousness with which this is being taken? I don't know. It just seems a little extreme, no?
Well, you ask a very good question, and I'm not part of the community of this particular school, and so I'm not talking to other parents. However, just the anecdotal response I've had was from members of the community when they saw this on television, they thought this is terrible for the school, how irresponsible these kids were, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that was before it came out that it was a
prank,
just a white powder and not cocaine or anything horrendous like that.
So interesting.
I don't know what people are thinking. I mean, the school does have a reputation, I don't mean that in a negative sense, but is known to be firm with its discipline, with its disciplinary standards, and I guess they've set a very stern message.
They have indeed. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. Do you think that these kids should be expelled, or is that an extreme reaction? Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us every Tuesday at this time. I don't know. For me, it just seems extreme.